Hi there, my name is Annie, and in a few moments, I'll be leading us through a grounding exercise. Grounding exercises are helpful for many situations where you may find yourself becoming overwhelmed, anxious, or distracted by difficult and distressing memories, thoughts, or feelings. If you find yourself getting caught up in these strong emotions, or if you catch yourself engaging in stressful circling thoughts, or experience a difficult and painful memory, or if you wake up from a nightmare with a pounding heart, grounding exercises can help bring you back down to earth, back into the here and now, back into the present moment. The one we will be practicing today is called the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Whenever you're ready, I'd like you to look around the room, the space that you're in, and name five things that you can see around you. For instance, a painting of an ocean on the wall. A jar of cream. A white box of Kleenex. And so on and so forth. Think about how that thing looks to you, or what it is that you appreciate or don't appreciate about it. I'd like you to focus now on four things that you can feel. Suppose that you notice how the wind or fan is blowing through your hair or on your skin. It can be helpful to say these things aloud as well. I can feel the couch, the chair that I'm sitting on. I can feel my feet resting on the floor. Now I'd like you to name three things that you can hear around you, becoming aware of any noises around you. Perhaps you can hear the traffic in the background, the gentle hum of a furnace, heater, or fan, birds chirping in a nearby tree, a neighbor walking above you. Now I'd like you to notice two things that you can smell. Perhaps you can notice, bring your awareness to the smell of perfume or essential oils wafting around you. And if you can't smell anything, that's okay. It may be helpful to name two or three smells that you like. Freshly baked bread, lilacs, or another flower of your choosing. Bringing to mind what those things smell like, if you can imagine them. Now focus on one thing you can taste. Perhaps it's the remnants of toothpaste from when you last brushed your teeth, coffee or tea. And perhaps it's nothing. And instead, you can choose to name a taste that you like, bringing to mind something that makes you salivate, something that you so deeply enjoy. As this practice comes to an end, I'd like to thank you for your trust. And I'd also like you to acknowledge that you've been doing something skillful in practicing this grounding exercise, and acknowledging that perhaps it's helpful to give yourself time during the day to become aware of the more difficult emotions as they arise, and offering yourself that same support that you may offer someone else.